KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, still some fog in the lower lying areas. We look for areas of dense fog this morning, otherwise today should be mostly sunny with a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A traffic stop in Montgomery County early this morning resulted in two drug-related arrests. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a vehicle driven by 58-year-old Terry Joe Halvin of Red Oak was pulled over in the 1800 block of Highway 48 at around 1:20 a.m. Halvin was subsequently arrested for possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine with the intent to deliver a Class B felony. He was also charged with driving while revoked. A passenger in the vehicle, 57-year-old Julie Ann Bohr of Council Bluffs, also faces a felony possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine with intent to deliver charge. Both were transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where they were being held without bond until being seen by a magistrate. Montgomery County K-9 Unit and Red Oak Police assisted in conducting the arrests. Three people from Southwest Iowa were hurt during a collision Tuesday evening in Taylor County. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 2005 Pontiac Grand Am, driven by 19-year-old Connor Ray Martin of Newmarket, was traveling east on Highway 2 at around 6 p.m. when the car crossed the center line of the road and collided with a westbound 2014 Toyota Highlander SUV that was driven by 61-year-old Jean Ann Miner of Clarinda. Both vehicles ended up in opposite ditches. Both drivers, who were wearing their seatbelts, and a passenger in one of the vehicles, 18-year-old Sophia Alessandra Grimaldis of Creston, were injured. Martin and Miner were transported by Clarinda EMS to the Clarinda Hospital. Grimaldis, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was flown by LifeNet helicopter to the UNMC in Omaha. The crash remains under investigation. The State Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Taylor and Page County Sheriff's Offices, Clarinda and Newmarket EMS, and LifeNet. When the Adair County Board of Supervisors hold their regular weekly meeting this morning in Greenfield, you can expect that they'll hear additional discussion and likely opposition to MidAmerican Energy's construction of 275 wind turbines. Tanya Lamb is expected to speak with the supervisors at around 9:30 about concerns she and others in the rural area have about light and noise caused by the turbines, reduced property values, and the death of birds. In other business, the supervisors will hear from the county engineer with regard to a Step 4 union raise for an employee and from Paul Iam about the pros and cons of county zoning versus county ordinances as it relates to wind farms. The Adair County Board of Supervisors meeting gets underway at 9 o'clock in the courtroom at the Adair County Courthouse. The Atlantic School District Board of Education will meet this afternoon at the High School Media Center. They'll begin at 4 o'clock with a work session to discuss a board self-assessment tool, strategic plan, and board goals. No action will be taken during that work session. Afterward, the board will move into a regular session during which they'll hear a special presentation with regard to the Spanish Club Costa Rica trip and a preliminary report from District Finance Director Sarah Sheeter with regard to finances pertaining to the 2017-18 school year. And the board will act on approving a contract with American Tower pertaining to a Verizon Tower on district property. The original lease allows the lessee to contract with a third party in a sublease. The tri-party contract will provide the district an additional $300 per month income. Currently, it receives about $1,200 per month for the lease of the cell tower. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will act on several resignations, including Brandon Krause, middle school paraprofessional, head boys Fred freshman basketball coach, assistant girls and boys tennis coach, and assistant freshman football coach. Also Gaylord Schelling, head baseball coach, Dan Vargason, JV girls basketball coach, Heather Berg and Lori Hayes with food service, and the resignations of Carolyn Hansen and Emma Lee as Schuler Elementary paraprofessionals. There will also be several contracts and or letters of assignment that will be discussed and acted upon. You can see the entire list. That includes Derek Hall, assistant freshman football coach, Hillary Zimmerline, eighth grade volleyball coach, and more under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, in partnership with ConnectaDoc, will host their annual road race this Saturday, August 11th, beginning at 8 a.m. The 2018 road race will be held on the 6th Street across from City Park. The race begins at 8 a.m. Saturday with either a 2 or 5 mile run and a 2 mile walk. The route can be found at www.atlanticiowa.com and will be similar to last year, enjoying a route through the Schulberg Recreation Area. The racers can register online at atlanticiowa.com until Thursday. Day of registration is at 7 a.m. at the Atlantic City Park, with a race beginning at 8 o'clock. And following that race, the Atlantic Hy-Vee will provide fruit to all racers, and Southwest Iowa Crystal Clear will be filling and refilling reusable water bottles for all participants to enjoy. ATI Physical Therapy will be on site offering pre- and post-race stretching. For more information about the road race or additional Atlantic Fest information, once again, go to www.atlanticiowa.com. In our funeral announcements, Gary Allen, age 79, of Harlan, died July 28th. Memorial services for Gary Allen will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Monroe Chapel in Roll Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Leola Bell Jeffers Rice, age 99, of Walnut and formerly of Fort Dodge, died Friday in Walnut. Funeral services for Bell Rice will be held today at 11 o'clock at the historic Bruce Funeral Home in Fort Dodge. Nadine Holloway, age 80, of Linden, died Saturday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Nadine Holloway will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Gloria Sutton, age 78, of Audubon, died July 13th at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Gloria Sutton will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Dale Myers, age 83, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Dale Myers will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Margaret Taylor, age 97, of Cumberland, died Friday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. Memorial services for Margaret Taylor will be held at noon on Friday at the United Methodist Church in Cumberland. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Clarence George Holtz, age 91, who's formerly of Avoca, died Sunday in Colorado. Funeral services for Clarence Holtz will be held on August 20th at 10:30 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauline Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. And Virgil Christensen, age 89, of Harlan, died Thursday at Creighton University Medical Center, Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Per his wishes, his body was donated to science, and memorial services for Virgil Christensen will be held at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan assisted with the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.